Sarah figured out that by switching to Metro PCS, she gets two free smartphones.
Your barbecue ribs are the best.
Take the rest home with you, Sarah.
Just like she figured out that by visiting her in-laws, she doesn't have to cook for the rest of the week. You too figure it out. Get two free 4G LTE smartphones from top brands like Samsung and LG after instant rebate when you switch. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. See store or metropcs.com for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. Tune in each week to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, hosted by author James T. Deshay. Tune in and dial in Tuesday, 6 p.m., 657-383-0309, Thursday, 6 p.m., 347-855-8867, and Saturdays, 8 p.m., 657-383-0309, all times Eastern. James is the author of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, and also Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. We talk about everything that's happening in our world, anything that impacts the lives of our listeners. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, email us at djames82@aol.com or call 407-394-9819 for more information. That's Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, heard here on your favorite radio station, Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network.
This is Senator Geraldine Thompson. I didn't seek to begin my legislative career in Congress. I volunteered to assist other candidates I believed in. I was appointed to the Florida Commission on Human Relations by Governor Bob Graham and fought discrimination throughout Florida. In 2006, I was elected to the Florida House of Representatives, where I learned how to craft pieces of legislation and get them passed. In 2012, I was elected to the Florida Senate, where I focused on legislation and appropriations that meant millions of dollars for projects in my district. I learned the process from the ground up and know what it takes to be effective. Ambition is one thing and preparedness is another. In Congress, I'll be prepared to serve you on day one, and I ask for your vote on August 30th.
Paid for by Geraldine F. Thompson for Congress.
This is Geraldine F. Thompson, candidate for Congress, District 10.
Hello, everyone. This is your host, James T. Deshay. Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. You know that I'm always glad and happy to be here with you. Today is no different. I have to tell you, though, I've been stuck in a conference all day related to the Wells Built Museum. And there's some exciting things going on, and we're just looking to make some real great things happen at the museum. And I want to make sure that I invite all of you to Orlando and to visit the Wells Built Museum. We're really having some outstanding things happen. But we just want to kind of jump in the show today. And I want to tell you that I really appreciate you all sending me information related to the things that we talk about. Regina sent me a video with the young lady in it that was murdered the other day by police with her child in her arms. And what it showed was that this young lady, 5 months before she was murdered by the police, she was stopped by the police for not having a tag. And she was just very angry, and she refused to listen to the police. And they didn't try. They tried many times not to take her in custody, but they were going to have to take her tow her car away because she didn't have a tag on it. And she was just refusing to let them do that. And she was always ready, prepared to die at that day. She told them that they were going to have to kill her, and that they were going to murder her that day because she was going to fight them tooth and nail. So it showed that there was something going on in this lady's mind long before, even 5 months later. She had just decided that she was going to die by the hands of the police, and that she was going to be a martyr. And that's just what that was going to be. She was fully committed to doing it in that fashion. And I have two callers on the line. I'm going to welcome both of you all in today. And I want you to work with me along with the show. And I'm going to ask you to give your names and where you're calling from. So give me an opportunity just to buzz you in for a minute. I'm going to buzz in 1958. Give me your name and where you're calling from.
Good afternoon, Mr. Deshay. This is Kathy from Los Angeles, California.
All right, Kathy. All right. Thank you for being there. Okay, I'm going to this other caller. Give me your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Pam English, and I'm calling from Florida.
All right. How you doing, Pam?
Well, excellent. Pam, how are you, James?
All right, Pam. I want you to meet Kathy. Kathy is from California.
Hi, Miss Pam.
Hi, how you doing, Kathy?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking me.
Well, Pam, let me just talk to you for a quick minute then. Before we get started here, I'm supposed to get started with your Rainbow plan. This is August 4th, and I know I was supposed to start August 1. So what do I need to do to catch up?
Well, actually, you're not behind because James took a road trip. I hopped in Hubby's in his truck, and Hubby has taken me from Florida to the Canadian border through Michigan and back. So we have not been totally eating the rainbow, but we will begin. So starting tomorrow night, you will be, I will have information and documentation to you tomorrow morning, and you can begin with us tomorrow night.
Okay, okay. Well, now I want all of you out there to know that I am going to be working with Pam. Because Pam knows that I got some issues, and I need some help to get over my issues. And she's going to help me on the nutrition side. So I am going to be committed to Pam to try to do this. And Pam, just tell them a little bit about the rainbow eating.
Okay, so Eat the Rainbow is fruits and vegetables. It's also nuts and seeds. It's not a total vegetarian diet. It is actually, you can have meat a couple times a week, but you can have cooked food or raw food. Raw food is better, but cooked food is something that is more, you're able to maintain it. So we don't radically go all raw food. What I like to do is do something that you can.
Okay, so let me get this straight, Pam. Is not what part of it is not vegetarian? Are you still there, Pam? Okay, look, Pam dropped off. But you there, Kathy?
I'm here. I think her call dropped.
Yes, she did. Well, look, I'm going to try to do this, Kathy. I'm gonna eat this. So I'm glad I get to start tomorrow. But I'm going to commit myself. I'm going to tell you so that you know. They say if you always tell somebody, you'll stay committed to it. So I'm just sharing that with you. I'm going to start tomorrow eating this rainbow and trying to cut down on this meat. So don't laugh, Kathy. I'm serious.
I'm
going to
start with you. I'm
going to
start on the rainbow, too.
Okay. All right. Well, Kathy, you seem to be the only one hung in there. I don't know how Pam dropped on me. But listen, I'm going to let me see. I think she might be back. Hold on. Are you back with us, Pam?
Hey, James. Yes, we must have driven through a little pocket of no service because I am actually still in the big rig as we speak.
Okay. Well, Pam, I want you to before I get started with the stories, I'm going to let you tell everybody if there's anybody out there who wants to start with you on tomorrow, how they can go about doing that.
They can go over to my website, which is Pam Turner Body Coach. all one word, .com, and just scroll down to Eat the Rainbow. And right in that blog is a little button that if they want to register, they can check in, and I'll send them recipes and menus and just some information, shopping list, all of that, so they can get going, get started and get going.
Okay. Now, this is what I'm going to tell you, my family out there. I'm going to let you know every day if I've been successful. And Pam, you mentioned it's not total vegetarian. What part of it is not vegetarian?
Well, you get to eat, what I tell people is try not to eat meat more than twice a week. So
okay. You
can pick and choose what you eat, but I have some criteria, no fried food. You cannot you cannot go to your local favorite fast food chicken house and get fried chicken.
Okay.
So that won't work. No fried food and no fast food, but you can have meat twice a week.
Okay, no fast food.
No.
Okay.
No fast food.
What about the Boston grilled chicken?
Well, I was going to say, now, if you go in and have like a grilled chicken salad, then that's fine.
Okay. All right. Now, I just want to make sure that I'm a limitation, because if I mess up, I'm going to come on and let y'all know I messed up. So I just want to be upfront with everybody. Okay.
I love that.
And that's the first thing I'm going to do, Pam. The first thing I'm going to do every day at 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock, I'm going to come on and confess, do a confession. And then we'll start, then we'll go from there.
Okay. Fair enough.
We don't count how many days I don't have to confess. So now I have to
Well, hopefully it'll be several.
Right. So I can do yogurt too, right? I like yogurt. So I can do yogurt,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to move forward and go to our stories. I have, and I know y'all, I try not to go to Donald Trump too much, but I'm going to double Trump you out today. I got a few things I want you to listen to.
And then when they showed Bernie very angry, they're talking about Bernie, because he made a bad deal. He should have not made a deal. He would have gone down and done something really important. Once he made that deal, and believe me, he has buyer's remorse. This guy has buyer's remorse. He looked at that, and he was so angry when they were talking about him, and his people are angry at him, and they should be. If he would have just not done anything, just go home, go to sleep, relax, he would have been a hero. But he made a deal with the devil. She's the devil. He made a deal with the devil. Like Bernie Sanders, I told him, I said, the election's rigged with the superdelegates. It was rigged. He never had a chance. He never had a chance.
All right, I wanted to play that for you all because I wanted to get your opinion. Are you still with me, Kathy?
I'm here.
Kathy, how seriously can you take a person who uses that word so loosely? You know, I mean, you and I are believers, and you've been in the church for a while, and you're committed to your God. But don't you think that's a loose way to use the term the devil? You know, I mean, isn't that very vindictive or just evil amongst itself just to call out of the devil in that fashion?
Yeah, he has no self-control. The Bible says there's power, there's life and death in the power of the tongue, and it seems that everything that he speaks out of his mouth is something to destroy someone else. And some of the words that he uses, it is like he is being used by the devil.
Yeah, I mean, just on a normal, intelligent basis, you know, you and I may have differences with people, but you, I mean, I just find that unbelievable that a man who wants to be president would call another official the devil. You know, I mean, that to me, that's no worse term, because when you talk about the devil, That is, you talking about something that is deeply dangerous related to one's spirit. And so to suggest that as though you got some real connection with God that you can go around calling people the devil, just is insightful to me, because I just don't think, you know, normally that those of us who are believers, we're taught not to do that. You're not supposed to go around calling, saying that to people so openly and so haphazardly.
Right, unless she amplified actions to say, okay, she did something to make us think that she was the devil, then, okay, yeah, you can say that's demonic what she did. But to just straight out call her the devil, then that was like one of those where you back and you revisit what actually just happened.
Yeah, because, I mean, you just wonder why he would think, you know, he's constantly giving people names and calling people these names. But just to get on stage in front of a group of people and slander somebody in that fashion just seems that to make me believe you have something wrong with your mental state. Okay?
Yeah, you know what? As you're talking and I'm thinking about it now, I just also watched that video with the young lady who was in the car when the police stopped her and how she was continuing to go back and forth with the police. And the policeman was really, he was kind when he was asking her for the information. Now, the way she was acting was like something demonic was wrong with her, like if she wasn't herself. And then for her to turn around and tell her son, who is, I don't know, I think 5 years old, that if they do anything to me, you better, you know. Now, that's a demonic thing right there, when the way that she was acting. And for him to get up and say that about this woman who has been in the eye of America for a long time, and for him to say something like that makes a person, you need to step back and think about who this is that's really running for the presidency, you know?
Especially when they can talk in that fashion. Let's get to some of these other callers and see what they think. All right, give us your name and where you're calling from.
Regina Williams, calling from Columbia, North Carolina.
Okay, Regina, did you hear the audio that I played of Donald Trump calling Hillary Clinton the devil?
I know, I didn't hear it. It always okay. Has to be filled in, but everybody's pulling away from Donald Trump now, and just what we thought was going to happen, they're now looking for a new person to run. So they're just the Republicans are just waiting for him. He's killing his own self.
Regina, I have been in the conference all day, but have you heard some new news? Is what's going on? Because I've been out of the loop today. Is there anything being said related to some people coming out with a change of heart?
Yes, because he did not, let me see, was it Paul Ryan? Somebody he did not endorse. People,
Paul Ryan.
His party is asking him to endorse certain people, and he's being so childish. He's saying, no, they haven't done a thing for me. I'm not endorsing them. So-and-so. That is so horrible. And so the people in the Republican Party, and I'm not saying it's a whole section of them, but it is, different influential people are saying, you know, we better start looking for somebody else to take this man's place, because he is just absolutely losing it. So you're getting different little news clips of the folks saying this and starting this revolution. And it's as if they're just waiting for him to just be totally, totally crazy. and just losing it.
Well, you know, I've heard that they were looking to see, you know, in case he dropped out, that they would find somebody else to go in. And certainly he's been doing some very weird and strange things. It almost make you think he's on purpose trying to lose the election.
That's what people are saying.
Let's have a few other people chime in and see what they're thinking right now. All right, give us your name and where you're calling from. Hello, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, this is James Deshay on Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. How you doing?
We're good, thank you. This is Jordan.
All right, give us your name and where you're calling from.
Glendale, Arizona.
All right. Now, I played a little clip, and I'm going to play it again. Hold on, let me play it again.
And then when they showed Bernie, very angry, they're talking about Bernie. Because he made a bad deal. He should have not made a deal. He would have gone down and done something really important. Once he made that deal, and believe me, he has buyer's remorse. You know, this guy has buyer's remorse. He looked at that, and he was so angry when they were talking about him, and his people are angry at him, and they should have. If he would have just not done anything, just go home, go to sleep, relax, he would have been a hero. But he made a deal with the devil. She's the devil. He made a deal with the devil. Like Bernie Sanders, you know, I told him, I said, the election's rigged with the superdelegates. It was rigged.
Tell me, what do you think of a nominee who is calling another individual the devil?
I think it's, you know, you got Allison, I think, that was there in Florida for that speech that was clapping for him and rooting for him. And the other state, it was people. Now, that's getting scary when you got people that no matter what he say, they still think he's okay. You know, you got a lot of people thinking that way, but that's really, really sad. And going forward, you is there anything new? There's nothing new as far as John McCain, and also Speaker of the House as far as not endorsing him, and he's not going to endorse them. It's just childish. But yes, they're trying to see whether or not there's something can be done just in case he drop out, or whether or not there's a possibility for someone else to step up. They're trying to say that they're looking at Paul Ryan, he does not want to take that position. So I believe what Regina said, that he does not want that position. You know, he's an egotistical person. His goal was just to win, just to show that he had that control. Now I think all of a sudden he woke up. It's like that movie a long time ago. I don't know whether or not anyone remember. It was this black guy named Putney Swope. Everybody wanted to vote for him because they wanted to feel sorry for him, and he wound up being the president. So I think that may be what is happening here in Donald Trump's situation. A lot of people want him, but be careful what you ask for. But you got a lot of people who think like him, who want like him, and that's letting you know where we are as a country, as to the people, where we are as a people. You got a lot of people who really thinking in the backwoods now, and they're just coming up in the forefront, and he's stirring the pot to make them take a good look at themselves. That's what I feel.
But I tell you, I just cannot imagine any decent, intelligent person going around calling somebody the devil. I mean, I don't think I've ever done that. I'm 56 years old, and, you know, you talk about people's behavior and things of that nature, you know, being a teacher, you know, you're behaving poorly, but I would have never called a student the devil. Or I never call another adult person, you know, you a devil. And because that's just that term is a serious term. That is not a loose kind of term that you would use with anybody. When you love humanity or you have a love for people, you just don't go around calling people stuff like that.
He doesn't have no respect for. He's out of control, and people not willing to take a look at him. Say, look, you guys got a crazy person that your IQ his. I mean, he has issues, and they don't want to recognize that. But he keeps shooting himself in the foot. So hopefully, it keeps getting worse and worse, where that he has no other choice but for them to have another election, and choose someone else.
Regina, did you get to hear it that time?
Yes, I heard it, albeit I didn't hear it clearly. But regardless of whether I heard it clearly or not, the bottom line is, as the young lady just said, it was a control issue. He's narcissistic. He wants to be in control. He's going to be in control. And now that he's shown that he could actually control people's minds and get them to give him the nomination, then he's done all that he wants to do. He definitely does not want to be the president, because he's not going to be able to still have as much spending power as he has if he's not president. He doesn't want to be controlled and have Secret Service following him around. You know, he really has no benefits in being the president.
Yeah, I've never seen any man act that unprofessional. I mean, he is truly, if he worked for anybody and he talked like that on the air, he would be fired. I mean, I don't think anybody would keep him as an employee if that was the kind of the way he was talking publicly around the country.
Well, I mean, he definitely wouldn't be able to do that as president. You have to have a sense of respect for everybody as president. So, I'm just wondering when he's going to pull out, or when the other people are going to say, no, enough is enough, and put him out. Can they do that?
I don't know if they can do that at this point at all. Look, I got one other caller. Let me get them in here and see what they'd like to say today. 6447. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Sunny Jen, Orlando, Florida.
Tell me, what do you think of this man publicly calling calling Hillary Clinton the devil? What do you think about it?
I mean, I totally agree with you. I mean, you know, that is just such a strong thing to say about anybody, and downright nasty. But he's been that way all along. Everything that he's done in his entire campaign has been totally against the grain, looking at, you know, just stereotypes. And being disrespectful. And, you know, I truly never thought he'd get as far as he did to even get the nomination. And then it came down, and we're like, what kind of country are we living in right now that they would actually, you know, get him to that point? And, you know, at this point, you know, I'm in concurrence and agreement with everybody that's on the line right now that, you know, he's just pushed it as far as he can, and maybe hoping that somehow or another they'll kind of find a way to throw him out. I don't know if this was to just prove a point, you know, just to prove a point that how ridiculous you can be and still run this country. I mean, we're just at a crazy, crazy point in history, and I am just, you know, I can't imagine what's going to happen in these next couple of months. The whole situation is insane.
Well, I want all of you to answer this, but I'll ask you one at a time. But if we throw him out, or they put him out, the Republican Party figure out a way to throw him out, or he drops out, what do you think about all those crazy people who have endorsed, who voted for him, and who are on the edge? I think we're liable to see some real crazy, prejudiced, biased people do something out of control if he's not allowed to finish out this whole thing. What do you think about that, Kathy? Do you think there'll be a backlash from the prejudiced, racist people who supported him if we don't let him go all the way through?
I'm not sure, James. It's like you're watching a horror movie, and you're waiting to get to the end to see what happens. But every time that the scene changes, you're jumping because you don't know what's going to happen. It's really scary. So I don't know. I don't know what those people are going to do, how they're going to react. They may react for a little while, but I'm sure they're going to come to grips with whatever the outcome is going to be.
Well, it is truly a weird situation. I want to play another audio for you all that I just think is another display of him being out of control. Give a listen to this.
A tenant of mine in New York, the biggest in the world, a Chinese bank. Don't worry about that baby. I love babies, fella. I love babies. I hear that baby crying. I like it. What a baby. What a beautiful baby. Don't worry. The mom's running around like, don't worry about it, you know. It's young and beautiful and healthy, and that's what we want. Okay. But look. China, when China devalues its currency, they take our guts out.
A few moments later.
We have the piggy bank. They have ripped us to shreds. Ripped us absolutely to shreds. Actually, I was only kidding. You can get the baby out of here. That's all right. Don't worry. I think she really believed me that I love having a baby crying while I'm speaking. That's okay. People don't understand.
Can you believe that? I mean, doesn't that seem like somebody who's schizophrenic? You know, that's the most unintelligent thing I've ever seen in my life, somebody speaking. Regina, tell me what you think about that.
He's just trying to give all reasons for someone. Let me tell you, eventually in the future, we will be able to hear him say, do you all know how crazy America is? America was crazy enough to allow me to be the Republican nominee, and I said all sorts of crazy things, and these people still followed me. He's going to laugh at his supporters in the future because he's going to say their minds were just that easy to be swayed.
And I just think here's a man who needs the support of women, and he treated this woman like that. You know, it's one thing, I mean, just flip the switch on this lady, just unbelievable. Sonny, what do you think about that? You know, you do public speaking. Would anybody with good sense do that to a woman and her child?
Well, absolutely not. And the thing, he knows everything he says is being recorded and people are listening. So, you know, he just pushes buttons. I mean, he doesn't really care. He's just showing, you know, you could just be totally tactless and people will go for you if you say some of the stuff that they have in their heart that they want to say. And because he has all this money, you know, people feel like, you know, there's so many things he can do. But, yeah, I mean, he's just pushing buttons. The whole time he's been running, he's just been constantly pushing buttons. And the sad part is other people couldn't do the same thing and get away with it. And that's the part that's so baffling. How he's able to say all the things he says and do the things he says and get away with it. No one else would be able to do that, especially not a person of color.
Yeah, could you imagine Barack Obama doing a female like that at one of his rallies to say that about somebody's baby? And one minute saying, oh, don't worry about it. Next minute, she really thought I wanted her to keep the baby. I mean, that was just the craziest thing. I've never heard of anybody behaving like that. I have a new caller on. I want to go to see if they want to speak out. Hold on. I'm going to caller 7265. 7265, give us your name and where you're calling from.
Joyce Garrison calling from Glendale, Arizona.
All right. Now, give me a sense of, did you get to hear the baby audio?
Yes, I did.
What do you think of somebody who would do something that, and this is somebody who needs the woman vote. Now, how can he possibly get the woman vote behaving like that?
Well, it shows you how egotistical he is. He's letting them know that it's all about him. Even a baby can't even take his spotlight. It's all, it got to be all about him. When you ask about his sacrifice, all his sacrifice, I. It's all about I. It's never a W-E in his mouth at all. So it's all about I. So the baby was taken away from his attention. So that's not going to be, he made that statement the way that he did. It's pathetic. No different than anything he says, go. Like he said that he can go shoot somebody tomorrow and he can still get away with it. He said that.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. That he could go downtown Manhattan and shoot somebody and he and all the people who voted for him and still vote for him. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's no different than what he's saying now. I can do anything. I say anything that I want, and I still can carry the weight. I still have people that represent and who think the way that I think. All he has to do is keep on saying how much he hates Obama. And you got a whole bunch of people that's going to be on his train going forward. It's crazy. That's why he's saying that he can say that Hillary is the devil. Because Hillary thinks like Obama. That's his next slogan coming out. It's crazy.
It tells you
how the majority of some of the people in America is thinking. You know, they think that they just white hope where they can just now go back and say anything that they want and get away with it. I can do it because Trump did it and he got away with it. So why can't I do it? This is the type of people that he's uproaring and he's got people stirred up. It's crazy. No respect. That's what I say.
I'm going to go to Sonny. Tell me, what is it you, if we kick him out or he drops out, what do you think the racist people who believe in him might do as a result of their leader being ousted? Do you think they will just go on revolt and start doing some crazy things?
Well, I think a couple of things. And you know, you just don't know if this is a political move. You don't know if they want this to happen so that they can put somebody else in that spot and feel like, okay, this is the lesser of two evils, and all the Republicans that said we're going to vote Democratic this time is going to go back to Republican because it's somebody else. I just feel that somewhere along the way, there's some political maneuvering in here. I just don't know. It hasn't come out as to why it is the way it is. So those people that he stirred up as far as what they will do, I don't know. It just might mean those people that would not have normally voted will come out and still vote Republican because it'll be, we want to still keep this, you know, Hillary out, and we're still going to support the party. So it might be just a start, you know, some votes that people wouldn't have done before. So I don't know. I mean, it's so uncertain and so crazy and so far off the top that nothing would surprise me at this point. But I just can't, you know, I don't know if anybody else can get their head or their hands around where we're at right now and what would happen if that were to happen. I truly don't know.
Well, I have to tell you, I saw a story before I came on the air where a gentleman was being jailed because his wife had decided she was going to vote for Hillary Clinton, and he beat her up because she changed her mind about voting for Donald Trump. So my concern is, you know, there's some people out there who are betting their last dime that Donald Trump is going to be the president, and if he happens not to become the president, what will be their behavior? What do you think, Regina?
I think that should Donald Trump not become president, or if they remove him or put somebody else in, I think things are going to calm down a lot. We have so many people who are being bold about their doings, and so many people who are taking the sheets and the hoods off of their heads and exposing themselves for the racist people that they are, that should he not remain in the limelight, I think they're going to run like the cowards they are with their tails tucked between their legs. And I think we can probably finally get some civility across the United States and start focusing on what we really need to be focusing on, because he's really just a distraction, a horrible distraction.
Well, one of the difficult things for me is that we had such class acts in Barack Obama and Michelle, and I mean two people who were on top of the game. They had, you know, they had these beautiful children, and they had been so respectful over these last 8 years. And so it's just amazing that we could even be thinking about going in this totally opposite direction. I don't know if you are aware of it, but his wife, not only did she plagiarize Michelle Obama's speech from 8 years ago, she had some information on her website. She had to take her website down because she lied about completing college. And when they caught her, she just took the website down. So her website is not up anymore. So obviously, you see that you got people who are despicable. You know, could you imagine if Michelle had done something like that? Kathy, tell me what you think about that. Just tell me, these are two things I want you to answer. If Michelle had faked something on a website that said she graduated from college, but she didn't, and if Barack Obama had three sets of children on the stage with Michelle, you think he would have been president? Kathy, are you there? All right, Regina, answer that for me.
No, she would. She would. Kathy may be muted. No, she would not have. Well, they would have really joked that family, and they would have talked about how the black man has this and how the black man is irresponsible and all of that, had that happened. Therefore, just thank God that it didn't happen. And right now, my wish is, and my prayer, sincere prayer, is that these next, 4 months, how many months do we have before November? August, September, October, November. 4 months, that they can get out of the White House unscathed. Because as I said, now they've done everything they could do to try to bother the adults, President and Mrs. Obama. But now, since they couldn't bother them, then now they are bothering the children. Maria has to go to college. She has to be a typical 18-year-old, 19-year-old. Sasha is independent. She's fierce. She's working. She worked this summer at Martha's Vineyard. And you can just see it all in her facial expression. She's just waiting for them to bother her. I need them to get out and go and live their lives privately and enjoy the rest of their lives. And don't be bothered by this crazy man.
I know you're right. Before I end the show, Sonny, I want you to chime in on that one. What do you think the possibility would have been for our president to have actually won if it had come out that Michelle had plagiarized something, or that she had claimed a degree that she didn't have, or if he had fathered children from three different women? What do you think the possibilities of Barack Obama would have been to be president?
Well, they would have just used it to discredit him and then point out that, you know, if you can't, you know, take care of your own house and all those kinds of things, then how are you going to take care of a country? And they would have went to, you know all they do is lie. And, I mean, everything would have just been, and they tried to throw everything at him, you know, before. They would have just added that on top and to show that there was actually some legitimacy in that, because if that, in fact she had lied, then it would have been the truth. And if he had, I mean, it happens, but they would have just used that to be examples to see why they could not actually run this country. And, you know, so they, it's, you know, but we, as we know in this country, there's a difference how you're judged by the color of your skin. You know, depending on the color of your skin, you got to be just that much better than the next person to even be considered almost equal. So, no, I don't think he'd have got in at all.
Yeah, that's a sad thing. And I, when I look at it, it just, on the surface, we realize that Barack Obama and Michelle had to nearly be perfect to get in. And they were nearly perfect. You know, this man has so much humanity in him. The way he treated people, the respect he gave people, and the way he acted was so honorable. And now we're going to go backwards. It's a sad state of affairs. I just want to thank all of you for calling in and supporting the show and us having this good conversation. Well, this is the kind of way I want the show to go as often as we can get it, because you all bring so much to the table, and we want to make sure that our opinions are heard and that we have an intellectual conversation about what's going on around in our world. It's certainly we have to bring to light how we feel about these individuals who are trying to suggest that Donald Trump is the kind of man that needs to run our country. And it's just crazy. So I just want to thank all of you for being up, calling in. And we need more of you to call in as we go through this presidential election. We need to talk it up and talk about, we all need to get out and vote. You know, I think, Regina, you have a T-shirt that says, what does your T-shirt say, Regina?
Don't boo. Vote.
And that's it. Don't boo, vote.
Don't boo, don't.
This
don't
is Senator Geraldine Thompson. I didn't seek to begin my legislative career in Congress. I volunteered to assist other candidates I believed in. I was appointed to the Florida Commission on Human Relations by Governor Bob Graham and fought discrimination throughout Florida. In 2006, I was elected to the Florida House of Representatives, where I learned how to craft pieces of legislation and get them passed. In 2012, I was elected to the Florida Senate, where I focused on legislation and appropriations that meant millions of dollars for projects in my district. I learned the process from the ground up and know what it takes to be effective. Ambition is one thing.
Oh. Tune in each week to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, hosted by author James T. Deshay. Tune in and dial in Tuesday, 6 p.m., 657-383-0309, Thursday, 6 p.m., 347-855-8867, and Saturdays, 8 p.m., 657-383-0309, all times Eastern. James is the author of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, and also Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. We talk about everything that's happening in our world, anything that impacts the lives of our listeners. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, email us at djames82@aol.com or call 407-394-9819 for more information. That's Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, heard here on your favorite radio station, Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network.
What impact do you think this will have on the state?
Sarah figured out that by switching to Metro PCS, she gets two free smartphones.
Your barbecue ribs are the best.
Take the rest home with you, Sarah.
Just like she figured out that by visiting her in-laws, she doesn't have to cook for the rest of the week. You too figure it out. Get two free 4G LTE smartphones from top brands like Samsung and LG after instant rebate when you switch. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. See store or metropcs.com for details and terms and conditions. Sarah figured out that by switching to Metro PCS, she gets two free smartphones.
Your barbecue ribs are the best.
Take the rest home with you, Sarah.
Just like she figured out that by visiting her in-laws, she doesn't have to cook for the rest of the week. You too figure it out. Get two free 4G LTE smartphones from top brands like Samsung and LG after instant rebate when you switch. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. See store or metropcs.com for details and terms and conditions.